In this week's parsha, Parshas Pinchas, we find a continuation from the end of last week's parsha, where Pinchas took revenge for the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a desecration of Hashem's name through the averus that had been done, and Pinchas refused to stand idly by and did a maisa kanoyus, a move of zealousness, a move of showing that he was willing to stand up for the covet of Hashem. And he killed the Nasi who was involved in that Avera. This week's parasha we find, beginning again, the reward that was given to Pinchas. And the Pasuk says, V'hoysalo ulazaro acharav bris kuhuna as oilam, that he was given the kuhuna, him and his descendants after him, tachas asher kine leiloikov, because he showed and was, again, they use the word zealous, he showed nekama, he showed kavod, and stood up for the kavod of his God. Reb Leib Chasman in the Sefer Or Yahel talks about, what does it mean, leloi kav? What do you mean, his God? He stood up for God. He stood up for all of our God. Why is it considered his God? And he gives an answer that is truly an important one, both when we are trying to decide what our intentions and motivations really are. And more importantly, though, an answer that can help us and lead us to a higher level of Avodas Hashem, our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When he said his God, the point was that his motivation for doing this was completely and totally for the sake of Hashem. Sometimes when we do certain actions, we need to look at our intentions and motivations and say, is this really for purely the sake of the mitzvah, or is it that people are watching us? Is it for the sake that perhaps we want to get back at someone, so we'll use the fact that we're being mekaneh for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we're sticking up for Hashem, but really our intention is to get back at that person for our own personal reasons or gains? Pinchas was doing something that could be seen in many different ways. It was very public. People might have thought that he had wanted a grab for kavod, a grab for honor, but it was completely leloi kav. I saw a beautiful pshat that explains that sometimes we try to understand why we are unable to transmit the Messiah to children, to students, and even sometimes to ourselves. How come it's not working? We learn all the rules, we learn the halachas. Where's the problem with the transmission? And sometimes we maybe need to ask ourselves, are our actions purely leloi kav? Are we acting purely for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or sometimes we're just acting because that's what we do. We go by rote. We wake up in the morning. We say Moed Ani, not necessarily leloi kav, not because we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because from the time we were little, we learned that's how we're supposed to do things. And we go on through our day. Are we benching? Are we truly connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through our benching? Leloi kav, like Pinchas, pure motivation, purely just to be there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or are we doing it because we have to? People are watching. People don't, this is just what we do. If we want a kiyum in our own Avodas Hashem, our actions need to be purely and for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that can only happen when we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the first step is to realize that there is Hashem in our lives, that we're not doing things just because by rote, or just because we saw it being done in our parents' home, or because people are watching. If we want our Avodas Hashem to have a kiyum and to grow and to stay, all of our actions, and more importantly, if we want it to be transmitted to our children, to our students, all of our actions need to be completely and purely leloi kav. Completely, purely, it's just us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any other reason out there, whether it be a reason or whether it be no reason, that we're just doing it without necessarily bringing Hashem into the equation. And it seems funny to say that. How can it be that a person can daven and not bring Hashem into the equation? But yet, sometimes our davening is really very just dry. The Rabbi Shalom is not there. We want to transmit a vibrant Yiddishkeit. We want to transmit a vibrant beauty of Yiddishkeit. In order for that to happen, all of our actions need to be us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Pinchas was able, even in something that could have been seen as violence, something that could have been seen as revenge, it could have been seen as a grab for power, he was purely leloi kav, and that's why it says that he had it, and he had it for the sake of his children and his generations afterwards. Because that kind of Avodas Hashem sticks with both us and our children for generations to come. A little bit later on in the parasha, though, we see one other interesting point that it also can be used in our help and our push to constantly raise our level of the avodah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So after the Magefa, after the death of many Jews, so Rabbi Shalom decides that he's going to count the Shvatim. And he goes through, one by one, the numbers in each Shevet. And interestingly, the Chafetz Chaim al-HaTorah points out that Shevet Binyamin had 45,600 people in their Shevet. Shevet Dan had 64,400. Obviously, a significantly higher number of people in his Shevet. And the Chafetz Chaim looks at it and says, what can we learn from those numbers? On the surface, it just looks one Shevet was bigger than the other. But if we look a little bit closer, interestingly enough, Binyamin had 10 sons. Dan had one son, Hushim, and those who remember for the story of Hushim ben Dan at the time of Yitzhias Mitzrayim, at the time by Yosef, rather, with the killing of Esav, etc., remember that he was disabled, he was hard of hearing. And yet, that one son, who had his own challenges, produced a Shevet, 64,400. Binyamin, with 10 children, a Shevet of 45,000. We sometimes look at the tools that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and think we're unable to grow any further than a certain point, because look, that's all we were given. The raw materials we were given to work with are only a certain amount. But that person, look how much they have. Based on all what they have, they can grow to such great heights. Just look at the numbers. Hushim produced a beautiful, large Shevet. Binyamin, with 10 children, much smaller Shevet. It's not so much the significance of the numbers, but the message over here is to us that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be successful, with whatever tools we have, whatever what might seem small to us, whatever tools we have, we will be successful. If that is our motivation and that is our push. Though we can't allow ourselves to look at the surface, to look at one as opposed to 10 and say, oh, forget it, we're at a tremendous disadvantage, we're never going to make it. We have to say, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we're going to go, we're going to grow, and we're going to succeed in the biggest way possible. Sometimes the outer trappings and the outer things that we see really are no indication of what our abilities are and how far we can take that. May we all be zeichet to continue to grow in our avodas Hashem, both in our ability to stay completely focused, that all of our actions should be completely leilokav, complete like Pinchas, completely for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and may we be able to take whatever the Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us and thrive on it and take it as far as we can go. Have a great Shabbos.